Welcome to Dig Deep, the mining podcast. In this podcast, we go deep into mining news, hot topics, and live interviews with mining professionals and leading figures in the mining industry. Introducing your host, Rob Tyson, founder and director of Mining International and Mining International Executive, a leading global mining recruitment and headhunting agency.
Hi, mining community. Welcome back to another episode of the Dig Deep, the mining podcast. And today's guest is Jim Malone, who's the managing director of SI6 Metals, who are an ASX-listed exploration company focused on battery and precious metals, operated in Brazil, the Limpopo Belt in eastern Botswana, and the Laverton Gold District in Western Australia. Jim's the managing director, and he can give us an overview of the company, their projects, and the outlook of the company over the course of this year and beyond. So that's welcome, Jim, to the podcast. How are you doing, Jim?
Good, Rob. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. Good for a Monday morning as we're recording this. As we always start these podcasts off, I just wanted to just tell us a little bit about your background and your career. I know you've been involved in AFL as well, so I'm sure some of our audience would like to know a little bit about that as well as your career in mining.
Look, my background, I've been around for a while, and I was an accountant and then stockbroker. And I went to London in the late 80s and early 90s and worked in banking there. And then I came back to Australia and I got involved in AFL football. I'd been a pretty average footballer myself, but I was around the industry, and I ended up doing about 8 years in football, including 6 years as the CEO of the Richmond Football Club, the Tigers. So I'm a keen Tiger supporter. And then there wasn't a lot of money in football admin now, which is there is back then, there is now. So I had a background, of course, in my broken days of being involved in resources, so in Perth. So I came back and we listed a company in 2001. And then we did about probably six or seven listings. And then I sort of got involved more in the management and involvement in the running of the listed mining companies. So a lot of them were explorers. We did a bit of, I was involved in some companies that produced as well. And over a long period of time, I was probably involved in 15 in different jurisdictions, a whole bunch of commodities, and I've had a good career. But I'm very excited about this SI6. I was sort of almost semi-retired, and then the opportunity came up to be involved in SI6, and I just thought it was, you know, a wonderful opportunity. We've got three great projects and across a couple of jurisdictions, and good value for money.
Yeah. So I just wanted you to just tell us a little bit about, obviously, the company and obviously how you got involved as well.
Well, originally, I was, as I said, I was sort of taking it easy there for a while. And then I got a couple of mates of mine asked me to get involved through the gold opportunity that we have, the Monument Gold Project. At one point in time, you know, we were going to focus on, at that stage, on Botswana. So we weren't spending a lot of time on the gold project. So we were looking to spin that out. This is Monument. It's a project in Laverton. It's got a JORC resource of 154,000 ounces with great exploration opportunities right in the middle of, you know, the eastern goldfields up there in, you know, east of Kalgoorlie, with, you know, huge finds all around us. So, but a year and a half ago, gold was not anywhere sort of particularly at the junior end where it is now. And I sort of went back to the board and said, I think we should keep this asset. It's too valuable. We're not going to get the value for it. So, and then eventually they asked me to, that was as a consultant role. They asked me to join the board as a non-executive director, which I did. And then the executive director at the time was ill. So he had to retire for ill health. And I was asked to step up as the managing director, which I did in about August, I think, of 2023. So I haven't been there that long, but certainly I think a lot's happened since we've been there. We raised We raised $3 million in a rights issue. We've drilled out. We had our licenses in Botswana were suspended. We got them reissued, and we did a pretty decent program there. We did the joint venture with Foxfire Metals in Brazil. So it's been a busy time for the company, and I've really enjoyed it.
And as the managing director, what would you say your main focus is on?
Well, the main focus is on the strategic direction of the company. I mean, I'm not a geologist, so we have a pretty good team of people that work for us. Our non-exec director, Kane Fogarty, is a very experienced director who I've worked with for a number of years. We're very fortunate with our joint venture agreement with Foxfire in Brazil, because they're managing the exploration program for us, and Foxfire has a team there of 10 or 12 who have been there for 12 years. They're locals, they know the area very well, and they're very, very good at what they do. And then we also had our old crew from Botswana is pretty much kept in place as well. So technically and on ground, we've got a really good team of people. So my job's just to manage that and look at the strategic direction. Being a small company, I mean, we can't just spend money willy-nilly on everything. So we have to be strategic on how we spend our money and where we spend it, and where we think the best opportunity is to increase shareholder value. And that's what I think I'm relatively good at, and managing people. I've always been a people person. So looking after the people that work for us and the investors and the shareholders is probably where my strengths lay.
Obviously, you mentioned your acquisition, which is 50% interest in Foxfire Metals in Brazil. Just wondering if you can just provide any details around the acquisition, and I suppose why the portfolio of projects was attractive.
Well, we were looking, we're a diversified explorer. We like the strategic metals, and we saw what was going on in certain parts of Brazil, particularly in the state of Minas Gerais, which is the sort of the Western Australia, let's say, of Brazil. It's where most of the mining opportunities lay, and where all the big and small mining companies are. And we could see what was happening with companies like Meteoric and Latin Resources, and as well as a number of Canadian companies, Sigma and that, who were just, you know, doing really well in the lithium and rare earth space. And we had the opportunity to get involved through Foxfire, who were a company that was sort of managed by a guy called Pat Volpe, who's a very well-respected and long-time mining entrepreneur. And Pat was a major shareholder in SI6. So we liked it. He was pretty keen for us to get involved, obviously being involved in SI6 as well. And it just, you know, everything sort of met together, and we said, well, let's see whether we can do a deal. So we were managed to negotiate a pretty good deal. Pat was, you know, very generous with what he gave us. And we've got 10 licenses there in Brazil, 7 in Minas Gerais. There's 3 licenses, 2 out in the Amazonas and 1 up to the north. And I won't harp on them because they're not really going to be our focus for the next 6 to 12 months. But the licenses we have, so 2 of them are down in southern Minas Gerais in the Caldera area there, which is where Meteoric and VMM, which is an ASX listed company, and Inova, these companies have done very, very well, particularly Meteoric. And we've got 2 licenses. One abuts the Meteoric license, and one's just to the south of it. And we've already started our exploration work there as part of our joint venture commitments. We did that, we've done our first work program there. Samples are off to the lab. We're hoping to get those back in the next couple of weeks. And we're about to start our second program, which will probably be on the license right next to the Meteoric licenses there in the Caldera. Then we'll probably third and fourth programs will be up in the Lithium Valley, where we're also looking for rare earths, but also lithium. And we've got licenses quite close to Latin Resources, Rio Tinto and Sigma. So we've got some great opportunities there, and we are in areas where other companies have been very successful. So we're hoping to emulate their success. And look, initially we're doing sampling and mapping and a lot of the field exploration, but we think that we'll probably be able to, subject to the results of the sampling, to start some auger drilling there in May. So we've got a very good news flow there. There's a lot of work going on in Brazil. We're going to be, you know, working our way through our licenses in the Minas Gerais area. So there's lots of activity. It's a great place to work. We've got a very good team, lots of experience. You know, things like auger drilling there, the permitting is very easy to do, and it's quite easy to get some, you know, bang for your buck, let's say.
Moving over to your projects in Botswana, the second half of 2023, you completed a drilling program. What did the program consist of, and have you achieved the results, or what did you achieve from the results from the exploration program, and what are yours?
Yeah, we did. Look, after a long period where not a lot had happened there because we had some issues with our joint venture partner, and as a result, we put our licenses into suspension. We managed to get them back. We've got another clean period of exploration entitlement there. We did a 6,000 meter drilling program on three projects, Dabedi, Airstrip, and Mobeli, which are our three, you know, flagship projects there. The first two are copper projects. We got some pretty good results close to the surface there. We were drilling for some anomalies there, so that was sort of mixed results there, but we really think that our main project there is the Mobeli North project, which we're expecting to get results very shortly. And I mean, as in the next couple of days, the lab's been particularly slow there, but we know we're getting some results back there. And look, we do think we had some pretty good success there. Mobeli's got a resource, a JORC resource on it, and we hope to expand on that resource. And really sort of that's the project we'll probably be focusing on. The other thing, the mere fact that we started drilling, we've actually created quite a lot of interest in what we're doing, and we're sort of discussing potential strategic plays with a number of majors and sort of small cap as well, medium cap mining companies, because there's obviously a lot of interest in that area. Botswana is a great place to do business in the mining space in Africa. And the fact that we've had some pretty good past results, and I think we're probably going to put out results that, you know, prove them up and probably increase our resource, has attracted quite a lot of interest in what we're doing there.
Now we're obviously moving to Western Australia. Obviously, you've got a gold project there. Obviously, with the strength of the gold price, almost 3,300 an ounce, Australian, that is. Awesome. What plans do you have for the project?
Well, look, this was an unloved project 18 months ago. You know, I was brought in to sort of try and spin it out or sell it. And I got zeros. You know, I couldn't get much other than people really just throwing in silly offers, and so we decided to keep it. We like the project. It's very well located. It's got a resource, and there's huge exploration upside. It probably needs a little bit of money that we can't afford at the moment, because we're focusing very much on Brazil for this next 12 months. Last year we focused on Botswana. This year Brazil. You know, if we had more money and a bigger balance sheet, we could probably do all three, and all three projects are super, and we'd love to do it, but we have to do it in sort of step by step. So look, we are looking at a strategic sort of plan to maybe try and fast track some development at Monument. There's a lot of interest in gold now. People are particularly interested in this asset, given where it is and given its potential. So I can't say much more than I think we're going to look at trying to do something that means that we don't have to sort of spend a lot of money, you know, or else just spend the minimum amount, which is what we did last year, really, because it's too good an asset for that. So what's this space there? Because I think, you know, we're keen to sort of really add some value to our shareholders on that asset. And there's a lot of people who have got, you know, totally renewed interest in it because of where it is and the fact that it is gold, and gold's now, I think, the flavour of the month at the moment.
Yeah, certainly. How do you manage, obviously, the various exploration programs across Brazil, Botswana, Australia, and obviously all the different time zones? How do you manage that?
Well, I'm insomniac, so I don't sleep, so I can deal with that. But no, look, realistically, we've got good people, you know, for a small company, and Perth, and we don't have an office. I work out of my house, but we have good people in Botswana. Well, we have a guy there called Elvis who's been there for 15 years, who's our in-country manager, geologist, knows the projects backwards, knows everybody in Botswana, so he's a very handy guy. As I said, in Brazil, we, with our joint venture with Foxfire managed the program for us, and they are a very, very experienced, capable group of people in Brazil that are full of locals that have been there for a long, long time and with lots of technical experience. In the Laverton project in the Goldfields, we also have a couple of guys who have been with us for a while and just know their way around there. So we're very fortunate for a small company like we are to have such a good, loyal team who do such a terrific job.
Obviously, you operate out of Australia, and obviously, I suppose Australia are classed as one of the number one mining jurisdictions in the world. How do you compare mining in Australia with mining in Botswana and Brazil? Is there any similarities? What are the major differences or major challenges compared those two countries compared to Australia?
Well, I've got to be careful because I live in Australia, so I can't I can't bag the system. But look, honestly, as far as permitting and getting things done from a administrative point of view, Botswana and Brazil are far quicker than Australia and easier. The red tape in Australia is quite significant at the moment, but where we are in Kalgoorlie, we've been there for a while, so we don't have too many issues, you know. We're exploring. I mean, if you wanted to go into mining and that, it would be a whole different situation, and probably the same in the other countries. But look, Botswana is, you know, called the Switzerland of Africa. It's a great place to do business, and I've been astounded by how easy and it is to do what we've been doing there, going and doing a drilling program. There's good, capable people in Botswana, but also it's right next to South Africa, and of course South Africa is a great mining jurisdiction with labs and drilling companies. Brazil, in Minas Gerais, is also a very, very mature and sophisticated mining state. I'm not sure what it's like in the rest of Brazil. We haven't tested that yet, but our focus this year, and 70% of our assets in Brazil are in Minas Gerais. And, you know, Minas Gerais has got 300 operating mines, you know, very cheap power through hydro. You know, it's just a great mining jurisdiction. So we're fortunate. But having said that, we sort of did do it strategically. We weren't just going to go and, you know, pluck assets out of anywhere. And we've been strategic as to where we've chosen to do business. And so, look, They're all three of them are good jurisdictions.
You've just completed a 1.5 million placement. Obviously, you mentioned that your focus is in Brazil over Botswana and Western Australia. How are you looking to deploy that capital?
Well, the bulk of it's going to Brazil. As I said, that is our focus. We do have commitments to Western Australia and Botswana, but they're quite small. And our overhead's small. We run a pretty lean ship here in Perth. So the probably $1 million of the 1.5 is going to go to Brazil. So two thirds, and that's where our focus is. And the rest of it will go to the other two projects, unless, you know, someone comes along and decides they want to help us fund them, you know, which we'd be open to. But otherwise, it's Brazil is where our real focus is. Although we are doing a small program in Monument, which probably will start in 2 weeks. Actually, we were meant to start earlier, but there's a bit of weather up there in the Goldfields region from sort of remnant cyclones. So it's a bit wet up there. So that'll be delayed. But Brazil is very much our focus at this stage.
And finally, the company have obviously established a significant portfolio of projects in obviously tier one mining jurisdictions. How far can the company take the portfolio over the sort of next 12 months?
Well, the next 12 months, as I said, we're focused on Brazil. We strategically will assess what we do with the other two projects. If it was just up to us, unless we had a major find or, you know, discovery, we probably can't spend a lot of money on the other two projects, but we will maintain them, we will keep them, and we certainly will try and extract as much shareholder value as we can out of those projects. But look, if we need to keep doing it bit by bit, our focus will be on Brazil, and we'll just keep working away on the other ones. Ideally, we'll be able to find sort of partners that might be able to assist us advancing the other two projects.
Great. Jim, really appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing your story and telling us more about SI6 Metals. I'll obviously wish you well for the remainder of the year. If our audience wants to reach out to you, if they've got any questions, obviously want to follow your story and the company's news feed, how can they go about doing that? What social media platform channels are you on?
Oh, we've got plenty of social media platforms, but they can always ring me. If you look on any of our announcements, I've got my phone number there, my mobile number, so give me a call. And you've also got my email, and I'm happy to talk to all of you. And Rob, thanks very much for having us, and it's pleasure to be on Dig Deep.
Yeah, no worries. Appreciate your time as well. We include all those in the show notes of company's podcast for easy access. So all the best for the year. Perhaps you want to come on next year and give us an update on obviously on all the projects, but like you said, you're focusing on Brazil more so than the other two jurisdictions. So yeah, good luck with everything, and hope to chat with you next year.
See you, Rob. Good luck, mate. All right. Cheers.
Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. As always, please keep sharing the podcast and every episode that we put on far and wide. Obviously, we want to make everyone aware of companies that are out there, and especially working in different jurisdictions around the world. So really appreciate your continued support. So until next time, happy mining.
Thank you for listening. Remember to reach out to Rob via the show notes, and be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, happy mining, helping each other to improve the mining industry.